You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 18. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the fourth episode of our series on the path to partnership. Early on in this series, we spoke about the different categories of factors that are commonly considered by law firms as part of their promotion process. And one of these categories included the qualitative criteria that firms commonly take into account when evaluating a candidate. These are things that usually cannot be measured, but that are important traits in a partner. And this includes things like the attorney's legal skills, their areas of expertise, their work ethics, their ability to manage matters, and their ability to supervise other attorneys, among other factors. And in today's episode, we will discuss some of these traits.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you are. Visit QODPOD.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
Hi again. So let's dig deeper into the subjective factors that firms consider when evaluating candidates for a promotion. As with many of the topics we have discussed before in this podcast, I have to stress that all firms are different and that what may be important for one might not be as important for another. So again, make sure you know your firm and what is important and applicable in your case. However, there are some factors that seem to be important in many firms, and we will touch upon some of those in this episode. The first factor that I believe is important across the board is the quality of the lawyer's work product. The lawyer's work product is, in fact, the product that the firm is selling to its clients. So most firms want it to be of the highest quality. And it goes without saying that high-quality work usually results in better outcomes for the firm's clients, and it also affects the reputation of the firm. If an associate's work product is not that great, the partner supervising the matter will likely be able to catch any errors and will be able to work on the documents to bring them up to firm standards. But if a partner does work that is not that great, then it is possible that no one will review that lawyer's work product, and that any issues or errors will not be fixed. And this can cause a whole lot of problems for the firm and for the clients that are represented by the firm. So when someone is being evaluated for a promotion, the firm will consider whether the quality of that lawyer's work is good enough that the firm feels comfortable with that person working unsupervised. If you are working on your promotion plan, one thing you could do is to think of any feedback you have received either as part of your annual evaluations or through any other conversations, and think about what the partners have said about your performance. Do you believe that they consider your work product to be up to firm standards? Have they given you any recommendations? Did they point out any areas for improvement? And if they did, what have you done about that? Do you feel that you have improved or overcome any issues that have been pointed out to you? If you haven't addressed these issues, then you need to work on fixing whatever problem was pointed out to you. If you have fixed the issues, then you need to make sure that the person or persons who brought up the issues are aware that you have fixed them. And you could do this through your self-evaluation or during your evaluation meeting or at any other opportunity that you have. But be aware that if anything has been pointed out to you, you have to figure out a way to fix it and, of course, to let the people know that the issue has been resolved. Another subjective factor considered by firms when evaluating a candidate for a promotion is whether the lawyer has developed an area of expertise. Having an area of expertise can give a lawyer an advantage, as it may allow that lawyer to handle matters that others are not knowledgeable enough to manage or that they cannot manage efficiently. If a lawyer's area of expertise is very technical, such as tax law or patent law or environmental law or something similar, then the fact that they mastered that topic will certainly help their prospects for a promotion. If you're working on your promotion plan, consider whether you're deemed a generalist at your firm or if you're viewed as having an area of expertise. If you're viewed as a generalist, you should work on developing an area of expertise. You could start by looking at the work that you have done in the past and determining whether there are any areas where you have done more work or repeated work, and where you have some basic knowledge that you can build on. It is always easier to develop expertise in a subject you have been exposed to before, rather than in an area that you know nothing about. And your prior experience in an area doesn't need to relate only to your prior legal work. It may also be easier for you to develop expertise in an area of law that relates to your undergraduate degree or to a prior job that you have had. For example, a CPA who worked for years at an accounting firm might find it easier to develop an expertise in tax law. Similarly, a scientist might find it easier to develop an expertise in patent law. Another thing to keep in mind is that if you have or are developing an area of expertise, you should make sure that people who are considering your candidacy know about it. Again, you can take advantage of your self-evaluation or your evaluation meeting to bring this up and make people aware of your knowledge and depth in a particular area of law. You can also raise awareness of your expertise by publishing articles or speaking at seminars on the topic. And all of these things create a connection between you and the subject matter where you want to be viewed as an expert. Something else that firms focus on is the lawyer's work ethics. And this includes things like being responsible and being reliable and meeting deadlines. In this category, firms usually consider whether the lawyer is available when needed, whether they will stay to finish the work when required, whether they will go the extra mile. Because a lawyer can be super smart, they can do excellent work, and they can have a sought-after area of expertise. But if they pack their bags and leave in the middle of a big project, or if the partners can't count on them completing their work in a timely fashion, that person could have a hard time getting a promotion. If you're working on your promotion plan, think of ways in which you can show that you're reliable and that you have work ethics that are compatible with your firm's expectations. If you think that there's room for improvement, then make an effort to address whatever issues you may have in this area. For example, you can be more intentional about organizing your workload to ensure that you meet deadlines, or you can make yourself more available when your team or your supervising partner needs your help. Something else that firms consider is the attorney's interpersonal skills. This includes how the lawyer relates to their peers, to the partners that they work with, to firm clients, and to members of the firm's staff. I have seen lawyers face problems with their promotion because they have a reputation of mistreating staff, or because they are rude or demeaning towards junior associates. If the partners who make promotion decisions learn that a candidate displays an abusive or rude behavior towards their colleagues, or that they mistreat the staff or others, they will likely be worried that if that lawyer becomes a partner, they will act in a similar way towards the candidate's future partners. They can also be worried that the candidate may disrupt an existing cohesive and cooperative atmosphere that exists among the current partners. They may also fear that by promoting this candidate, other valuable members of the team who have been on the receiving end of the abusive conduct could choose to leave the firm. So having a reputation of being rude or of mistreating staff or other people can work to the disadvantage of a candidate. The partners evaluating candidates also want to know that the candidates are team players. As you certainly know, most of the legal work done at firms is done by teams of lawyers. Most of us work as part of a team on a daily basis. And the partners who manage large clients or who lead practice teams want to ensure that the lawyers who make up their teams will get along and will cooperate with each other. Lack of cooperation and cordiality can lead to problems that can affect the work product generated for clients. So a candidate who cannot work well with others or who cannot work well in teams or who doesn't cooperate with the group will be at a disadvantage. And finally, firms also consider the candidate's ability to supervise other lawyers. Partners are ultimately responsible for the matters that they manage, and managing a matter often requires leading a team of lawyers, of paralegal, and other people. If you are a senior attorney, take advantage of any opportunity you get to demonstrate that you can lead a team and that you can properly supervise the work of others. You might get the chance to supervise a junior attorney in the preparation of a motion for summary judgment, or you may be asked to coordinate a group of lawyers working on a deal team. Use those opportunities to show that you can lead a team and that you can supervise the work of other attorneys. So these are some of the subjective factors that are commonly considered by firms when evaluating candidates for partnership. If you're working on your promotion plan, you can go to the show notes for today's episode, where you can download a worksheet to help you work through what we have discussed here today. I hope this has been helpful, and thanks again for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.